Welcome to our special podcast series, offering a sneak peek into the great educational content of AAEM's 20th Annual Scientific Assembly. Join us from February 11th through 15th, 2014, at the New York Hilton Midtown in New York City. Registration for the conference is free for AAEM members with a simple refundable deposit. Join AAEM today to take advantage of this member benefit. In this podcast short, we will hear from Dr. Kevin Reed and Dr. Joseph Lex, track chairs for You Want Me to Do What? Consultant Requests, Dogma or Substance? And Point Counterpoint, Hot Button Topics. The consultant request track will run throughout the day on Thursday, February 13th, and the point counterpoint track will run over 2 days, beginning on Wednesday, February 12th, and continuing on Saturday, February 15th. To kick things off, Dr. Lex and Dr. Reed will highlight what makes AAEM's Scientific Assembly stand out.
What I'd like to do is let people know why this is different from other meetings they would go to.
I think that's a great idea.
We've developed these tracks to answer specific clinical questions that a lot of us confront on a week-to-week or an even day-to-day basis. Instead of going to a meeting and hearing, you know, what's new in migraine management?
Yeah.
Or what's PE? What we're looking at is the questions that it seems like we bump into some sort of opposition or questioning almost on a weekly basis. Why didn't you lower the blood pressure in that patient who we sent you with a sprained ankle, but whose blood pressure was 200 over 140? You know, why didn't you lower the blood pressure on that patient with the subarachnoid? Why did you do direct laryngoscopy when you've got the fiber optic device right there?
Right. I think that's a great way to kind of start out the idea of just the general idea of our conference, and specifically, you know, our tracks are exactly for that. What are those questions you run into day in and day out from either your consultants or in your daily practice that we can help answer to make your daily practice easier and more beneficial for your patients?
When I look at the topics that you and I came up with, really is one after another of these clinical questions. The fact that we have them into consultant request versus point counterpoint versus, the other one is just point counterpoint.
Yeah, which we really expanded this year.
Yeah, but it's the same type of things.
Sure.
And the fact that we're discussing some of these things for the second or third time should not discourage people. I recognize some of these topics from 5 years ago. I recognize some of these topics from 10 years ago. We might be moving closer to the answer. I don't know.
Right.
We never know that we've got the right answer until we look at things in retrospect. We're aiming for the right answer.
AAEM's Education Committee focuses on organizing a cutting-edge conference with results-oriented and clinically relevant didactic sessions. Dr. Lex and Dr. Reed touch on the relevance of the topics that will be covered.
Are there particular instances that you can think of that caused you to recommend one or another of these topics
Well, I can tell you at least two of them in the past month or two have come up over and over again. The why didn't you do a head CT when the patient's being admitted for syncope? And even though they have a normal neurological exam and there was no indication they needed one, and the yield is extremely low of anything that would change your decision-making process.
Yeah, well, see, from our perspective in emergency medicine, we thought we put that one to bed, 5 years ago?
Right, and it still comes. And also the hypertensive one. Dr. Reed, I can't send this patient to the floor until their pressure is below X. Based on poor science, I think, and a number. And often my response is, you may call the inpatient team, and if they would like to lower the medication, the medicine, they can order a medicine.
Yeah. The patient's being admitted for something totally unrelated to blood pressure.
Right.
You know, like
asthma. Granted, if they have a serious condition that's related to that, it's an hypertensive, quote, emergency, we all agree there are some, you know, reasonable evidence to treat that. But I think people get more upset about the number than actually looking at the patient clinically.
You just gave us a point counterpoint for next year. Hypertensive emergency is non-existent.
Non-existent, yes, exactly. That's kind of a good one to do as well.
Either there's asymptomatic hypertension or there's a hypertensive emergency with end organ damage, but everything in between is non-existent.
For the point, counterpoint, and consultant requests tracks, AAEM's Education Committee has lined up 16 top clinician educators to speak. Dr. Lux and Dr. Reed will highlight some of these speakers and offer more details about the tracks themselves.
I think we have an outstanding kind of panel of speakers coming in to speak on these different topics.
Oh, man, we are. Yeah, no kidding. I look at this list and I kind of drool. It's the same dilemma that so many people have when they come to AAEM. You know, well, gee, there's only three tracks, but all three of them look really good.
All three of them look really good.
I don't really know where to go.
Right, and I also think the thing that's important, you talked about, you know, what's different about the meeting. You know, see some other meetings, national meetings, going towards this format. You know, we are not usually the one-hour lecture group. Those are very few and far between, and those are the big talks on updates of trauma. You know, most of these topics are 30 minutes. Get in, get out, get your good information, the pearls you'll get there. Even with our point counterpoint, 40 minutes, you have to make your point very quickly and eloquently to get your audience on your side. And I think that's good because people can get a lot of information in a short amount of time.
10-minute statement, 10-minute counterpoint, 5-minute rebuttal, 5-minute rebuttal, and then another 5 minutes for questions, and then a switch over to the next group to keep it on time.
Right.
And usually these people work together to make sure they're covering both sides of the issue. It's not like they walk in an antagonistic mood. They work together before then. Make sure that both sides are well covered.
Right. And I think last year, you know, we started with point counterpoint a few years back, but I think we've really kind of honed it to get, you know, very kind of high profile target questions to ask and then get excellent speakers who are very knowledgeable on the subject, not just someone to give a talk, but someone who actually feels passionately about one side or the other. And so I think the discussion is going to be, you know, very interesting, full of a lot of information, and I think you would agree, Joe, that they're very entertaining.
Oh, yeah. They're wonderfully, wonderfully entertaining, especially when you get two people bumping heads. And if you can get a contrarian, somebody like Stuart Swadron, as we do, a David Newman.
That's going to be fireworks.
Yeah. Or two very, very meticulously logical people, like Steve Huff and Evie Marcolini. That's going to be wonderful. I'm not sure who's going to take which role, but the fact is both of them are so smart that they could take either role and make a case for it.
Right.
They could switch places in a week, and you might hear different things.
Right. And I think one of the ones you may see even, you know, overbooked, it will be the, you know, give patients what they want. It's all about customer satisfaction with Tom Spada and Rob McNamara.
Yeah.
You know, we are all under the gun for that one now. That's going to be a shootout, as they say.
Yeah. Well, because the perspectives are different. Tom is very much a customer service person. And that's not saying that Bob is not, but Bob's perspective is a place where we see 80,000 people a year, and we are constantly striving to cut down those times for people to be seen, people to be moved, but it's not like we ignore customer satisfaction. It's just not our top priority.
Right. And I think you're going to have people in the audience sharing with those dilemmas, being on one side or the other, because AM has a big spectrum of people, very academic, entwined folks, people much more community, those with administrative or leadership experience or roles. So I think with these talks, you get, you know, something for kind of everybody.
Yeah, this is some exciting stuff we have.
Yeah, no, overall we have 6 different counterpoints, a big expansion from last year, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we have the 5 of the you want me to do what consultant request dogma or substance talks, which, you know, right there you've got, you know, some great speakers, you got some excellent topics that I think people are going to be able to walk out of with, you know, if you can walk out of a talk with just 1 or 2 clinical pearls or nuggets that can change your practice, I think that's our goal.
Or improve your patient's outcome.
Yes, right.
You know, because that's the ultimate goal.
Right. You know, improve patient outcome and improve patient safety. You know, those are the key drivers of kind of why we're all in what we're doing.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
It is the best scientific emergency medicine program in the country, probably in the best city in the country to have a meeting. So it's a win-win combination. You come to New York City, you get a great education.
To join us for these tracks and for the whole 20th Annual Scientific Assembly, visit www.aaem.org/AAEM14 to register and to view the preliminary program. The 20th Annual Scientific Assembly, perpetually advancing emergency medicine for the clinician and proudly the premier clinical conference in emergency medicine. See you in the Big Apple!